Nah, nigga. Starting all over. Fuck that.
How was your Sunday, Forrest?
We were just playing.
We were just bullshitting.
I was just bullshitting, man.
Man.
Oh, there we go.
Been a real nigga since
I. Since I.
Came out to percent.
Fuck yeah.
In the top 2%.
Okay.
Nigga, you so normal.
Oh.
Nigga, sit down like time.
Okay.
I've been here for a while.
Okay.
My key so wild.
Yeah.
Like what did you claim?
Like what?
Like what did you bang?
Like who?
Like where the fuck you hang?
Like where?
Like whose plans is this?
Okay.
Like whose plan is this?
Okay.
Grams just like this. We get them grams just like this. Now you can't stand us.
Sis!
My shit so sick. Yo, shit,
Jamal in the building, Monica in the building, Mimi in the building, Tiger Dame in the building, Brittany in the building, Chrissy in the building, Ashley in the building, Desiree in the building.
Man, I'm all about my views.
What up?
Man, I paid my dues.
Okay. Give
your family the blues. Drop your shoes.
What?
Man, this is for true.
For true?
The last thing you do.
Okay.
Fresh. Well, you the best, nigga. Yo, I'm just over here admiring you.
One urban podcast in the Southeast, baby. What we do?
Yo, holla at me if you in the building, man. What up?
All
right. Hey, y'all niggas get a show doubly today. Y'all didn't hear the last one. We back, though.
Yeah.
Never been right in your top 10. With somebody just switch up his clothes.
Well, listen with this book say.
Okay.
In the streets now, bunch of them crooks say. You can't see me changing the network.
Right.
Who the mother is that wet word? Who man is he?
Man, that ain't Saki.
Don't know about real IT. The circle's so small, I'm the only thief.
Put the bet on black.
Shorter the most, so I sit on stats. And everything I say,
get hashtag facts.
Yeah, I got them haters. I ain't never seen
them. Okay.
All you can do is film it.
Yeah.
Still trying to pull your chair up. Hey. Only for the fair run. With always somebody's loud friend. Now every week they want to tune in.
Now watch the memes in the green.
Hey.
Talk about, yeah, best friend. That's my best friend.
That's my best friend.
Yeah.
If you hear, like, share, invite, where your mama, where your auntie,
woo!
Your little cousin, them boys.
All of them.
You ready?
Who's man's is this? We back.
If he ain't clipping, he ain't did it right.
You heard me? Clout God is blessing you today. Have you paid your tithes, bitch?
Huh?
It is I, and I am him, the one and only king of all trolls, the fat nigga that you love to hate and your baby mama used to date, and by date,
what you used to do?
Just put the tip in.
That's it?
I hit it first. Right next to me is my guy, not your guy.
What's his name?
Fuck you, you don't get to say it. He's the coolest kid in the slow class, Mr. Frigidaire Esquire the Third.
What up, though? We in there. Who else we got?
Man, your camera got a filter. Nah, nigga, it's me. I'm just golden brown like that.
Anyway, what up, nigga? It's that nigga that's cashing the checks. Nah, 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 got yourself. I don't know the rest. I didn't read the shit. Cash, what up?
He got his own thing, too, but I didn't learn it.
Oh, you didn't learn it?
I was too busy.
Cash, you introduce yourself?
It's the man that secures the check.
Yeah.
And don't need to flex. Because your girl's still waiting on the text.
Oh.
See, that shit was too long.
Oh, it's disrespectful like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing that.
Don't give a fuck.
Oh.
Desiree, where you at?
Fuck your ceiling fan, man.
Wow.
What up,
Parker?
That shit's spinning counterclockwise.
Okay. What up, y'all? How y'all doing? How y'all feeling today?
You're supposed to tell us the direction that it spins when the season changes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm used to say that shit, but you know.
Anyway, guys, before we go into the question, it is story time. And guess what, guys? My other page is now blocked too. There's something against that. I don't know what's going on. But how did I get blocked in 48 hours?
Well,
a tale of clout guy. So recently, we just got back reintroduced to monetized compensation from Facebook after the said alleged comments. Somebody said, I can't even say it.
No, don't say it. Why are you going to do that?
We lost our money. So Facebook then came back and said, hey, you can get your money, but if you get money, you have to do this and do this and do this. So then Cash and friends outside said, hey, nigga, everything that they're saying that we need to do, we, you know, you can help us do this, but also everything they said that we can't do, you're the nigga that's always doing it. So they said I had to go get another page. So I went and got another page. The page was called Cloutius God because they would not let me put Clout God.
Clitorious Gold.
Clitorious Gold, Action Mammy. By the way, so then I had said page. That page was growing immortal every minute. It was up to 3K in one day.
Oh, yeah? That sounds like spam.
Then it said, hey, you should join this group called MAGA. And I said, you know what? I like volcanoes. I thought it was talking about magma or some shit like that. You know?
You mean magma?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
There's another M in there. Yeah.
But I went there. And it was a whole bunch of pillar complected people, and they were just speaking about you know, how America was
nice
great,
way to put it.
Right? So I went in there, I said, you know what was great back in the 70s when you know, already, a lot of black men used to have sexual intercourse with white women and put it on TV, and then they got mad, right? So then
hold on, wait.
Gangbangs. I was talking about porno gangbangs.
Hold on, wait. You was talking about gangbangs at a white supremacy group?
Yes. But not just any said gangbang, black BBC versus white females. So what we're gonna say is, so then going back and forth with them, I then put up a GIF of JFK getting assassinated, and I said this was the last president that tried to make America great, and see what happened to him, and the page got dismantled. In the story, cool story, bro, right?
That's a cool story, but I think we're missing some details.
I think we're missing a lot of detail.
All right, so
Clitorious Gold is gone.
Let me tag in on the story. So, 8 hours into the creation of this said page, someone issued a warning. Someone being me, and said, "Hey, the idea is to not go to Facebook jail. So you might want to pump your brakes a little bit." Because at this rate, within the next 48 hours, you won't have a page anymore. And I think the response was something like, I cannot be stopped. I refuse to be contained.
The only thing that's real is clout itself. Your warning was theoretical. And theory is not even real.
See, that's where you messed up, Cash, because you should have told him the opposite. And then he would have done what you wanted him to do.
I don't really work that way either.
No, it's you can't approach this with logic. So
mm-hmm. Logic is not real.
What you gotta do is this is the game you play, right? So I gotta give him a warning, and then what I said was about to happen has to come true, because then I'm right and he's wrong, and he took an L. Mm-hmm. So that's the only way it works, is for him to visually see the L. You can't anticipate the L. It has to happen, or else it's not real. So now with the new page,
I just got blocked, but I didn't get blocked like the old page. The new page wanted me just to put a selfie up because it said I was doing suspicious activity.
Yeah, 3,000 friends in one day is suspicious activity.
3,000 friends in one day.
I didn't spit on you, nigga.
Say suspicious again.
I'm not saying like
Will Smith.
I'm not saying that again, man. You know I can't say S word too well. Suspicious. I got a fat tongue.
Ew.
You know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
You do know what it is.
What?
You saw it.
No, I didn't.
Story time.
Wait, you touched it.
Ew. I never touched your tongue. You son of a bitch. Yo, actually, you got one job and one job.
Oh, now it's my job.
You got one job and one job.
Oh, okay. Ask the
question. Who got the tongue between the two of y'all?
What'd you say, Cash?
Who got the fattest tongue between the two of y'all?
I don't know. Y'all gonna have a tongue test?
No, thanks.
I definitely know that he has a longer tongue than me.
What?
I was joking.
How the fuck do you know that?
Because I have the shortest tongue ever. I do.
Okay. You want to see my?
No, I don't.
You want to see?
I don't want to see that.
It's wide and short.
Read the fucking disclaimer, man.
It's cool. It's cool.
It's nothing cool.
It's a direct reflection of.
It is a direct.
You have one job and one job only. Ask the random question of the week.
All right. So I want to know.
I got a headache already.
You know, I know, man. I know. But you know what? I don't want to know more than Joe today. I want to know more than 50 Cent with the wide jaw. Yeah, 21 questions. I only got one, though. Hey.
You love niggas like fat kids love cake?
I don't want to know that. But look here. Let's say you in the bedroom, right? And you're talking a little dirty. I want to know, how do you tell somebody to repeat what they just said without messing up the mood?
Huh? Come again?
I want to know, how do you tell somebody that you just missed what they said without messing up the mood?
Huh? Hold on. Say it
how
one
do
more
you,
time.
How do you tell her?
Oh.
She said some freaky shit.
Uh-uh.
And you know it's freaky because she started moaning a little bit. And she started moaning a little bit harder, but you ain't hear what she said, right?
She said she wanted to suck it from the back.
That was you sure that's what she said?
Huh?
Wait. Cash, I'm gonna throw it to you first. You ain't hear what she said.
Baby. That's my bad ear.
Don't fuck up the mood.
You got it from the back. Flip it.
She said something. And I don't hear it. What's the best way for me to ask her to repeat that without messing up the mood?
What up?
I would say something like, damn, that sounds sexy. Say that shit again.
That ain't funny. That's actually a good way to do it. Next person. Yeah. Let me write that shit down. What did you say?
Chat, I want to know your answer. Just don't mess up the mood. I don't want you to mess up the mood. I just want to know.
How do you say? Repeat it. What you say? Like, you want to do what to my what?
Nothing ruin the mood more than like you saying some freaky shit and then they be like, huh?
Yeah,
you dumb motherfucker.
I'm deaf in my left ear. She know that.
And you say, huh, in the bedroom?
Cause baby, you gotta, what? You want me to lick where? Shit, I was already looking there. I thought.
Huh?
That's all you got. Don't go deeper.
This.
It's already in your goddamn spine.
Yes, he done said something, right?
every time somebody say, oh, y'all niggas gonna start laughing now. Y'all can't go to work.
He done said something.
My
you ain't him. What? You ain't him. How you get him to repeat it?
I put my ear closer to the mic like I was gonna hear.
I ain't hear you. What
you say?
You like, can you say that louder? Screaming.
You gonna tell him, can you say that louder?
Scream it again.
What kind of niggas you see? You be dealing with them R&B niggas, man. Screaming. I said, baby.
Lifeline tattoo.
You be dealing with niggas that be screaming.
Oh, shit. You be dealing with some more leather shorts wearing ass niggas, don't you?
Oh, moist ass niggas. Scream it.
Okay, Desiree.
Scream it.
Nah, fuck that. You tell me to say it loud, I'm choking your ass. Put my hand around your trunk.
Wow.
No.
What you gonna tell them though? For real, you gonna tell them scream it?
What you gonna tell?
You're older than deaf. You know I'm older than deaf.
But I've literally said huh, though. So, I've literally said huh.
Wait, huh? That's what you gotta do.
Man, huh is not acceptable in the bedroom.
No, it is, man.
And the way your wife is laughing, your ass really be huh-ing in that damn bed.
What you say? I'm waking up the baby.
Hold up. You ever had to stop your whole motion to understand what she just said?
Or you be like, what?
What?
Scooping
that ass.
How many times can somebody say huh until you just kill the mood and pull out?
Like, you don't understand. Your head is turned the opposite direction. I cannot hear you. And then you're going to say something. I got to stop my whole motion now. Huh?
Yeah. If it killed the mood, just put the whole thing in. That changes. Keep you right back on track.
The proper way.
Huh?
The proper way, fellas, if you don't hear, you smack on the ass real hard and say that shit again. That's the proper way to do it. There you go.
I hurt my hand on it. Hey, y'all, Fridge may look fat, but that nigga kind of solid.
Don't ever say that shit on end.
Fridge is
solid. Don't do that, man. Let them boy think I'm soft, man.
Okay.
What?
Huh? I said let them boy think I'm soft. Wait, man.
Come again?
Huh?
What you say, baby? Want me to do what? That's like a more hot on my table. What you say?
And if you got to pull out the hair, man, just quit.
Hey, that's what I'm gonna do. When I get old and be like, what you say, baby? Huh? What you say? You wanna go get some pie after this? Some coffee.
Man, I hate to see you get old, man.
Hey, I live my life reckless. I'm probably gonna be in a goddamn wheelchair. I ain't gonna be getting no pussy when I'm old. I'm gonna be like, just fuck it. I'm living my life.
Cash like he ain't with this shit. The cash right, man.
Be talking about stuff. I remember when I used to get pussy.
Don't you do your mouth like that, man.
I used to get a lot of pussy too, my wife every day. Huh? What you say, baby? See, when I do that, that you know that's
time. Huh? I'm mad she's over here giggling like this nigga really behind in the bedroom though, man. That's funny. Like she's I know y'all can hear. She is red in the face laughing. This nigga really being in the top of my heart.
Hey man, I'm deaf in one ear, nigga. That's just a fact. You can ask anybody.
If I'd known this question was gonna turn into this, would I asked this shit weeks ago. I said I would ask this shit weeks ago.
Wait, come again. What are you saying? Where you want to go? Want to go to Denny's after this, baby?
Cash, I can't, man.
It's one thing to be a bad listener. It's another thing to be a bad listener and have a physical defect that prevents you from being a good listener. Like,
right.
I think if he had two good ears, he still would be a bad listener.
Yeah, I think something's
wrong
with me.
Oh, yeah, Tim. Appreciate it.
Weezy, baby!
Let's see YouTube try to block this old shit right here.
YouTube can't block dedication, dude.
I'm skipping that shit. I don't hear that shit.
Hey, skip. That shit started off wet. Why we pick Dedication 3, Cash?
I don't know why Cash
picked this.
Why not Dedication 5? I like 5.
Like, my way to drum working.
I like Dedication 2. Cash, I can't hear you, so you got something in your mouth.
Come again.
Cash, I can't hear you.
We're in the building. We're looting the building. Bam in the building. Crystal, Joey, Michelle, Frank, Jeremy,
what up?
Shane in the building. We say what up to Brass.
Say what's up to Brass. We're going to do it again. What up, Brass?
What up, Shane? Anyway, let's go. Come on, because this shit is going on. White men everywhere is going crazy. Okay? We talking about pipe bombing.
We already talked about pipe for the first 10 minutes.
Talk about pipe bombing. I want to know real quick. If you white and you build a pipe bomb and you try to blow somebody up, are you a terrorist or a misguided youth? That's my first question.
Obviously, the misguided youth.
Yeah, absolutely. Lone wolf, misguided youth,
yes.
Misunderstood.
Depressed,
mentally ill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Single parent home.
Abusive home.
Yeah. So, with that being said, Caesar Sayoc mailed pipe bombs to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Ronald McDonald, Chuck E. Cheese,
Chelsea
Santa
Handler.
Claus, 50 Cent. Ghost from Power, Jon Snow, and Robert De Niro.
Damn. And he failed to mail one to Ja Rule? Shit.
I thought Ja Rule was already dead. Ja!
I need you to make sense of all this.
Oh, my God.
Where the hell is Ja Rule?
Where the hell is Ja Rule? So, guys, come on, man. Listen, this shit sounds... New York City has been like a bad plot for a video game, dog. It's pipe bombings and, like, diseases killing kids and...
Shooting up old folks
and then the grocery store.
I can't even go to goddamn, what is that, Publix.
I go to Harris Teeter. If you're shooting in Harris Teeter, you are a godless son of a bitch.
that's just like Publix, though. You can't shoot nobody in Publix, can you?
Publix is like Macy's.
And then Harris Teeter is
like the Gucci store. You know what I'm saying? It's still nice. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go get some nice Ralph Lauren, do you, boo. But I want to go get me some spotted red herring, pickled and lightly seasoned, my nigga. You don't get that shit from anywhere but Harris Teeter and Whole Foods.
True.
So anyway, Cash, pipe bombers, what's popping? How you feel about it? Yay or nay? Just kidding. Trick question. We're talking about how many people here.
That a pipe bomb makes you a troubled youth. And I think that to be a terrorist, they pretty much made it easy because all you have to do is perform an act of violence that causes mass people to be in a state of terror. Pretty simple. And I've seen young men of the age of 12 and 13 get charged with terrorism for bringing a gun to school and ain't even use it. Of course, they were higher elevated melanin deposits.
I was going to ask you that.
They were what?
They
thought
black. I don't even need to be a terrorist group or anything like that to be considered a terrorist. If you made a bomb, even if the bomb didn't go off, the fact that you even make bombs, period, automatically indicates that you're a terrorist. For me,
right.
Because if somebody for not using a gun can get a terrorist charge just for bringing it to school, then you definitely can get a terrorist charge.
What was the other dude's name? Robert. What was his name? It's whiter than Caesar Sayoc.
Yeah, I forgot the Robert dude's name.
Yeah,
productions on it. We're gonna get in just a second.
But I feel like look at Ray DZ say pickled and lightly seasoned. How do you like your red hair in Ray DZ? Robert Bowers. Sounds like somebody's Robert Bowers here. Where do you shoot up? A grocery store?
Synagogue.
Oh, a synagogue. That's Jesus. What are you kidding me? Yo, hello. When Jewish is not even safe in America, then I'm just staying in the goddamn house. Bottom line.
I just think that it's
white people officially scared of clout God.
I think that we all just deserve the same, coverage across the board. You know, like, I shouldn't have to turn on the TV Sunday morning. They already running ads for anti-Semitic, you know, hate groups and saying, hey, we got to stop these anti-Semitic hate groups. And it's just like, hold on now. The shooting just happened yesterday. And, you know, black folks been getting shot for a long time. We ain't got no ads on TV. Actually, they told us that our lives still don't matter yet. So all lives matter. So, I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But then I speak with emotions. I'm an emotional dude.
It's a female trait.
I got a real female trait.
What?
What, Cash?
I don't know. Desiree, let's go. Paris, what's popping? You with it or you against it?
Why would I be for it? First of all,
still let me run this show. Like, why haven't anybody stepped up and said, "Listen, we need to be the. I need to be the one to segue the show." Because anyway, go ahead. Terrorists, yay or nay?
No, I'm not for terrorists. That's number one.
Okay, gotcha. So, how many people are for terrorists in the room? Three. All right, good. So three. And I'm definitely not one of them, or am I? Against one. All right, go.
You like to go against the grain, so you're gonna go against the majority.
I'm a cyber terrorist. I don't do pipe bombs.
No, but when the FBI shows up at your doorstep,
right? They already been there.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding. If the FBI was at my doorstep, I'd be dead. They don't take niggas in alive. Duh.
You know that.
A young man was killed today, being apprehended, and he'll be survived by his wife and children. God damn. Listen, why have we not built the boat and moved the fuck out of America yet? In other news,
the whole room.
Chick-fil-A supports Donald Trump, and you bitches is still getting 12-piece nuggets with Polynesian sauce. But my nigga Kanye can't live. Cash.
I don't like Polynesian.
It's not on cash, man. It's on this.
What the fuck are we talking about here?
I have no idea. You got an angry man. Like, you really just everywhere.
You talking about Kanye versus Chick-fil-A. This, go.
Well, first of all, I don't like Polynesian sauce.
You like terrorists? Go.
I do not like terrorists. You know what?
Oh, okay. We need to get a clear line in the sand. Over okay. Here is against terrorists.
You know what? I'm gonna be in my own box.
Got you. Chick-fil-A, go.
Chick-fil-A is good, and you know what?
So is Donald Trump. 2020.
No. Donald Trump is unstable, and y'all probably gonna get, my page is probably gonna get blocked after this.
He's so unstable. Just say DT. DT is unstable.
Double tap.
Don't say his name.
Damn.
We gonna call him Double Tap.
He's a new white Jesus.
Nah, 46 minus one.
Say the name who will not be who should not be repeated, like
Voldemort. Damn. All right, so what about Voldemort? Y'all voted for that crap.
I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him.
What was his name? Like Tom Snape or some shit? What was his name?
Professor Snape.
Servius Snape.
No. What was his real name? He wanted to keep the name because his daddy was a muggle. Anyway, we're talking about Chick-fil-A and Donald Trump. Hang on topic, Desiree. Why do I always got to keep you on topic?
This ain't the topic at all.
No, we gotta keep you on topic.
You still didn't tell me why you support Donald Trump.
Yes. I don't support Donald Trump.
You eat that Chick-fil-A sauce?
I haven't eaten Chick-fil-A in about 2 weeks, so.
That was a long time.
I'm not really a customer.
Oh, shit.
No.
I wasted water.
She said 2 weeks like it was a fucking long time.
Right, that's topic. We already switched topics. Keep up.
2 weeks is a long time ago with the Chick-fil-A. I'm not gonna lie. That's like me now.
Hold up, 2 weeks is a long time.
2 weeks is a long time. Two weeks is a long time when Chick-fil-A is on my campus. So like I could literally walk in the building and there's Chick-fil-A. So me not eating it in 2 weeks, that's a long time.
Did you hear that campus flex though? Chick-fil-A is on my campus. Like that?
Yeah, like, you dumb, ignorant, can't read ass monkey face niggas. I heard you.
This show just went.
I just want to let you know. Number one, we did segue into a new topic. Terrorism is bad. White people get away with it. I want to know is why can we not support Kanye West, but y'all can go buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches? I don't eat chicken. I'm just saying. I'm looking at you because I'm looking at you, not directly talking to you. I don't hear production talking to nobody else's show but ours. The fuck?
Because we got the best production in the world.
You gotta be reeled in. You gotta be focused. That's why.
Yeah. So we talking about Chick-fil-A. Should these bitches be out here still buying 12-piece with Polynesian sauce and waffle fries?
People
are still buying Yeezys though, so it's not like people are not supporting Kanye. He just dropped some Yeezys yesterday.
Yeah. I couldn't tell with the way y'all was bashing me for liking Kanye, all in the group, calling me a goddamn coon.
I don't really like Chick-fil-A.
I didn't call you that.
They got some dope fries.
You got a pair of those ugly shoes yesterday?
But I tell you this.
No.
Their Arnold Palmer is the best. Like when you mix that lemonade with the tea, though.
I do enjoy a good egg and cheese biscuit. So just like I support Kanye, I will support Chick-fil-A.
Nah, them boys, they get a little morning chicken, the little chicken minis, though.
I don't eat chicken.
Because the little bread be a little sweet, and you dip that shit like in some
hot sauce. Oh, they say we're frozen? Are we frozen?
No.
No.
Oh, she said frozen only audio. Okay, that's weird.
My bad, Bree. You can hear me now?
Stop.
Huh?
It's just on her screen, I think. But anyway.
Go back and come back in. Go back out. But you got to come back, though. Make sure you come back, though.
And go like the business page while you out.
I was just about to say that.
And go like the business page. Come back.
So, I mean, all the thing is, the only thing I'm saying is, guys, we got to get unified and figure out what the fuck we for and what the fuck we against, because we all over the place right now. You know what I'm saying?
You talking about the show?
No, I'm talking about niggas in general.
Man. I think they was trying to get a plan together, but then, what a boy name is, then they started, they're about to fight at somebody's house.
Who house?
It was like David Banner and like somebody else about to get into a fist fight. Two entertainers, I can't remember who it was. They were like, they were at like somebody's house in Atlanta, and they were trying to actually come up with a black plan. Shit didn't work out.
All right, are we done with this topic? Because I got something else I want to say.
Yeah, they was at Saturday Night. Thank you, man.
Saturday Night Entertainer?
Nah, he didn't want to get a fight with Saturday Night. My uncle, yeah. It was at his house.
Saturday Night Entertainer and
Faison
Love's Love Child.
Cash, don't laugh at that shit. Don't laugh at that shit.
Moving on. Because production, yo.
Hey, y'all seen that picture with Fridge with dreads?
Yeah, that shit is creepy.
Yo, anyway. That was not me, dude.
Somebody daddy got some explaining to do. That nigga did not like that. Okay. Recently, the Cavs coach, what's that baby shit color nigga name is?
Tyronn Lue.
Tyronn Lue. That nigga beige in some khakis. Got fired after going 0-6. That nigga beige is Ray Carew.
Yo,
he got fired for going 0-6. God damn, man. Ten games in, nigga. I'm deeper in my second year in my 2K character than this NBA season is, and this nigga is already jobless. And he don't look like he saved money well either.
Like he was out there splurging.
Like he was out there buying overgrown suits.
Ain't nothing to buy in Cleveland. Oh, I got a disclaimer.
We really the there's always pussy to buy.
Go ahead and read the disclaimer.
I don't got the disclaimer.
We and any of our affiliates are
hold zero responsibility for outcome of what the hell life just said about pussy.
That's the oldest profession in the business, by the way. Oldest profession in the game.
Man, look, man, they shouldn't have fired Tyronn Lue, man. Straight up. That man only been 6 games in.
Yo, hold on. Robert got some shit to say. But nah, you off topic, you type that shit too slow, fat fingers.
You talking about somebody in the chat?
Yeah, he over there typing. He's still on Trump and Chick-fil-A. That's because he a hungry nigga. He always come to work with a bag of Chick-fil-A, too. Matt for like shots fired. Anyway, man, Tyronn Lue.
Just know this man ain't had no chance to actually run the team. Like I was arguing with somebody outside. I ain't gonna mention no names, Jamal. But look,
what?
LeBron ran the team. You know what I'm saying? My man ain't had no chance. Then you leave him with a whole squad of people that was put around LeBron. And what you gonna fire him after 6 games?
So, Jamal, hey,
they ain't made no moves in the offseason to make the team no better for him.
Not one.
They ain't bringing one score.
This nigga's supposed to win games with just Kevin Love. He's white.
I'm talking about them boy firing Tyronn Lue after 6 games, man.
How many times has LeBron James left Cleveland fired the head coach after he gone?
Right.
How many times? It's always a nigga, too. LeBron, you do not care about your own. You could at least took Tyronn Lue.
You brought Tyronn Lue in because you know you could control the team with him being the head coach. Ain't gonna leave that man there.
Everybody
like
know Tyronn Lue was a coach.
You could have made that man an assistant trainer, an assistant towel boy, or something with the Lakers.
I want to see.
You don't gotta whisper. You can say it. He trash. You don't know if he trash. He only had 6 games.
With Allen Iverson.
To get that man half a season to get his shit together.
He did get teabagged by Allen Iverson. Ain't nobody.
He did get teabagged by Allen Iverson. And then he was like back up for Gilbert Arenas in like Washington, and then no one ever saw him again.
Robert just says my fingers are skinny, ho.
What about the recipe?
What about the recipe?
No, what about the recipe?
What about the referee?
No, he said, what about the rest of them? No, he's fat, nigga. Come on.
What about the referee?
Skinny niggas don't watch this show.
I've noticed that because I always get like drunk from the group. As soon as I start talking, niggas just start growling and grumbling like, here this nigga go.
Here this skinny nigga go. What up, Jeff? What up, Mike?
They just hating on you, Cash.
Oh. Yeah, Debbie. That's why I got to get love from somewhere else.
Oh, shit. Sometimes I sit in the room. Then I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call telling me I need.
You need what? What you say?
What you say? Oh, telling me I need a girl as sweet as a dove. Okay. For the first time in my life, I know I need love.
Huh?
I need love.
Shut the fuck up, man. That's what he said. Bottom line is, listen. Why not let this nigga rebuild and just be trash and get a good pick? I mean, the 76ers right. did it 2 years in a row.
Right.
The damn Celtics did it a couple years in a row.
Right.
You knew that team was going to be garbage after LeBron left off that shit.
You're going to fire that man like that.
LeBron don't care. Yo, Tiger says LeBron care about Chris Paul, and that's it. LeBron James care about Chris Paul, and that is all. Fuck everybody else.
Everybody else in the club.
Jonathan in the building. Latay in the building. Mike G in the building.
What up?
It's gotta suck for you to go to the championship the year before.
Actually, and she said she was trying to learn the words. Oh, she's trying to catch her LL Cool J love lyrical skills.
That's cool. I didn't know the words.
Shut your ass up.
Cash, what you saying, man? Because he was talking over.
If you went to the championship the year before, I think they should at least wait 15 games before they fire you.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Facts.
Get this man a quarter of a season. That's all. Why you looking at
why not?
Six games?
Tell me why not.
That's damn near preseason.
Precision hairline, Jamal. What? Name him.
The Magic? Oh, yeah.
I like Orlando's uniform. Go. Another one.
What?
Okay.
Orlando got a little baby squad. Mm hmm.
Cleveland should hire Colin Kaepernick to be their head coach.
Facts. Wow. Y'all heard that? Call Colin.
I need to call foul on that shit. Come on, man. I support Colin Kaepernick like everybody else, but y'all just can't be going and giving this nigga all kind of jobs and shit. They want this nigga to be a congressman. No! Have we even heard this nigga speak longer than 30 minutes?
He's articulate.
Any congressman speak ever?
I don't trust niggas with afros making my law. I've been too long.
Wow, nigga.
I've been too long in that Make America Great Again group. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Gotta make sure.
This hat stands for.
No, don't say it.
Felonious.
Thank you.
What y'all thought I was gonna say? Production, what you thought I was gonna say?
Man. You know what they thought you was gonna say.
Pussy. Oh my god. I am who you said I thought I was. Okay. Anyway, we're moving on, man. Give this man his job, but where y'all think Tyronn
Lue? Hold on now. Dez.
Yes.
Tyronn Lue. You think they should have fired this man after six games?
No, I mean, like you said, get him at least a quarter of a season.
All-star game. That's when you start fucking chopping heads to all-star.
Right,
game.
All-star, you know.
I'm just saying,
I mean,
though,
it's not like it's going to change the outlook of this season.
They still don't.
They still going to lose. Okay. But they're going to lose the next six.
That should have been.
You know what's good, though?
Without him.
Yo, why are you so adamant about this? Stay on the West Coast. You are a goddamn Houston fan.
They actually helped his career.
We're in the East Coast, my nigga. We get to talk about this shit. Y'all niggas worry about what life is.
I will argue for you the same way, bro. If you was in that position, just know that.
Yeah, you look like you got glasses. You look like you'd be a good head coach. Hire Jamal.
Is actually him getting fired is actually going to be helpful because this season would have diminished his win percentage as a coach. So now he's able to keep that high win percentage. But the whole time he's been a head coach, he's had LeBron James. So his resume looks good right now. If he'd have continued out this season, his shit would have been trash.
Mm.
Yeah. Man, I asked you to put no analytics behind my shit, man.
Now you mad. Now Mike and goddamn Mike G and Tiger Dave going at it in the chat.
I ain't actually put no analytics behind that shit.
Why can't
shit,
we
man?
Never bring y'all niggas out without y'all acting? Fooling the goddamn chat, man. Shout out to the chat. Before we go any further and get into Cash's relationship topic and Cash Report and whose man's is this, y'all gonna like this, whose man's is this. I want all of you black neck, dirty, fingernail ass niggas to stop what you're doing and go like the business page that is whose man's is this podcast.
We know y'all wash y'all neck and y'all hands.
Y'all don't know
man.
That. We don't know that shit.
Look, man, we don't hold no responsibility for what he just said to y'all next.
Shut the hell up and go like the goddamn business page and tell your auntie to like the shit, too.
And for the people that already liked it, we appreciate you, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, and your dirty did you invite other people, though? I'll appreciate you when you do that.
I appreciate you.
Do you know the work the cop god did for this shit?
Now let's play some music and give him like a minute.
I am playing music. Nigga, I'm ahead of you. I am God.
Whoa. No response?
Why would you defy
him?
Ha!
He's just a wolf.
Appreciate y'all sticking with us. This is the topic right here coming up.
God was not born
this. This is the segment coming up that y'all want to hear anyway. Cash relationship topic. Y'all already know what's happening.
Stop and go like the business page. Don't listen to what Fred is saying.
Don't like leave the room page. To go like the business page and don't come back. If you're going out, come back.
I'm going to invite your ugly ass right back. Let me
come back.
I know you ugly too. You watching us.
If I see them numbers drop, I'm coming to look for your ass online.
He ain't gonna do shit. Back.
I'm coming.
That nigga have a hard time getting up the stairs. He ain't coming for you.
Nigga, we both got a hard time.
Man, listen, I think I get down a bit faster. You know, the car.
We both can get down faster than everybody else up
there. Well, okay, let's race up them motherfuckers.
All right, well, fuck it then.
We'll see who's even harder when we come back in. I got ass. That's a fact, Jack. Yeah. Give me this bitch, Weezy.
Weezy F, baby. Please say the baby.
So my letter takes the rapper.
This is still that nigga. We still listen to him.
We just giving these niggas time to go like the business page. That's all. I dedicated to everybody who liked the business page and invited three of their ugly ass friends to do it. We love you and we appreciate you.
Shout out to Justin for just liking the business page.
Help
I don't know
us,
if you heard us tell you like the business
help page. Help us get the check shit. Back that I lost. I have a lot of kids. My pullout game does not exist. And I have a high sex drive. So I probably will have more kids. And I need you to help.
The same thing as men out of
feed. All my kids. And we back!
I'm just not on the pullout shit, man.
Yeah, that pullout shit is for weak-ass, quitting-ass, lame-ass niggas. If you trying to pull out, just put on a rubber, you weak-ass, scary-ass nigga. Go to church.
Yeah, man.
Leave the dick in all 2019.
Wow.
That's what they trying to do, dog. They demasculate our men. They got them teach our women how to abort. They say they don't need us. And next thing you know, their population is diminished. How the hell are we still a minority? Goddamn 500 years later. Think about it. Sometimes I say shit that makes sense. Sometimes I don't. Most of the time I don't.
So you're saying that condoms were made to keep the black men from...
But it...
All right, what are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about relationship topic. Go.
Yeah, he woke.
Oh, shit, this nigga disappeared. Did anybody wrote down what his question was?
Go what, back. Cashmere
yeah.
shit?
Oh. He just left.
Yeah, I remember what the question was or what the topic was. No, I don't remember what the fuck it was.
Go look it up. And I can still talk about more conspiracy shit. That was really woke.
Listen. I thought it was, and I don't remember what it was. I think I know what it was. I don't know what it was.
This shit is always so complex. Your shit be easy. You know what I'm saying? Wait, do you put sugar in spaghetti? Go. You know what I'm saying? That's like a fringe question right there.
You do put sugar in spaghetti.
You do. You just kill the acid, but not a lot.
Just a little bit. You want to put a little bit of sugar, just a little bit.
You sound like you're trying to talk, finesse somebody into putting the tip in. That tone. Just come on, baby. Just go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, see what's going on, what's going on. I mean, you said you was wet, so I'm trying to see what's going on. I just want to put the, you know what I'm saying? Does that shit ever work?
What, just put the tip
sometimes
in?
Sometimes they put the tip in the whole dick in. It doesn't even matter. Flagrant.
God damn, man. What the fuck? Y'all niggas was talking all week, man.
Just find the goddamn question.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Well.
Well, as we continue on. Hopefully Cash.
Why did you just say fuck in the chat? Fuck.
Who said that?
Cash.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. What do you do? Where you at?
Get back in? If I fuck her, she gon' get attacked. Who invited all these fuck niggas? Man, shit ain't never smell as good. All them snakes trying to tongue kiss. Way too cool to die young. Way too young to die sober. Way too cool to die young. Cash is in the chat. Why the hell isn't he typing? What the hell the question is?
I'm so tired of these niggas. Wake me up when it's all over. Just come kill my time. But bitch, don't steal my shine. I'm cooking up 2 quarters. I want to say it was rich or die trying. I got some killers on my side. Some killer in my future. All this hate can drive me crazy. Like take the key out the ignition. Oh my God, it feel like cool you weather. I love- so let's wing it.
Let's wing it. Ooh, they look nervous. Listen, don't worry. I'm not gonna say what you think I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna flip out. Yeah. All right, I'm looking at you. Yeah. So Cash's question was something similar to this right here. He was saying, "If you what?
Yeah, if you no longer are attracted
to your mate, do you tell them?" Do you find a way to get attracted to them, or do you just move on? Desiree, go.
Well, if you're no longer attracted to them, it's honestly, you really can't get that back. I don't know. Like, you could, one, I don't know. You, attraction is built upon, like, yeah, initially you get attracted by their physical appearance, but once you lose attraction, like, intellectually and stuff, you can't get that back. So might as well move on.
So he could be cute, and then when you find out he a dumbass, that's it?
I mean, no, but pretty he should be in a relationship let you know a nigga not stupid. Come on.
But that's like, okay, you could say someone's cute, and then like after talking to them, you're like, yeah.
But I'm talking about me and you dating them. We living together 4-5 years in. All of a sudden, I shave my beard off, and it's Sahara Desert down there or some shit. You know what I'm saying? What do you say?
Well, I mean, if you shave your beard off, you could grow that back.
Well, but you cannot get back the sight of my weak-ass chin. You cannot remove that from your brain. I got a weak-looking chin. I got a strong jawline, but right around here, it looks like I could take a shot and go to sleep. What do you do?
I mean, you know what? Okay, that, you could get over that. Like, just be... You know, just tell you to grow your beard back and then just look at pictures of you with your beard until it grows back. I don't know.
Or what if you have a wife, right?
Uh-huh.
She gains 100 pounds. Now her belly button stink. What do you do?
Help her wash her damn belly button.
That's what I'm talking about. You a goddamn man's man right there. Look at this nigga finally showing up.
Cash,
fuck this whole topic up.
People like, no, that was not the topic.
Hey, Cash, her name. We want to talk about your topic. What's up?
What's up?
What's the topic? Go.
I don't even know what the topic is. Where we at?
Oh shit, we're talking about if you lose attraction to your mate. And we forgot the rest of it, so we was winging it.
Oh yeah. So like, yo, you in love? Your mate gains weight. And so you're no longer attracted to her anymore.
You think you're waiting on her?
Don't tell him. Like, how do you handle losing physical attraction to someone that you're in love with?
Uh-oh. Hold on.
We got a phone call?
What up? You on the air. Holla.
Hello.
Yo, what up, Bam? You on air because my phone is attached to everything. What's happening, my nigga?
What's going on, man?
Chilling. We talking about if your wife get fat, do you tell her or not? Go.
If your wife get fat, do you tell her?
Yeah. You still poke.
And you still poor.
I mean, you still gonna fuck? What you gonna do? You gonna be like, you gonna leave her? You gonna make her lose weight? What's happening?
Oh, no, I'm still gonna smash, but you know.
That's my nigga right there. That's my fam, yeah, fam. Yeah. Cash, they say they can't hear you. Cash, say something.
Something.
Can y'all hear him? I can hear him.
Yeah, we can hear him.
Oh, my God. Not this shit again. Anyway, I'm going to call you right back, Bam. I'm going to call you right back, all right?
Not a problem, sir.
All right. So, Maria, that's my home girl. She says, find other things to be attracted to. Why be attracted to only one thing physically? Yeah, you're right. You know? My wife's attracted to me because I am a god. I give her that good energy.
Warm.
All of that.
All that.
Can cook. And what's up? No, I laid a sledgehammer down? I already know that.
Huh?
Huh? What do you say? Huh? Main bang? Huh? Front hole?
Bang bang? Huh? Front hole?
What do you say? You do a lot of headboard breaking? But nah, but for real though, we meditate, you do all of that shit. You got to be your spouse's or mate's friend, lover, confidant. And then, you know what I'm saying, y'all should be able to have a relationship where you could be like, you know, I don't like the way your feet smell or some shit. I don't know.
My thing is all about honesty. Like, you got to be able to be honest with whoever you're talking to. Like, if I can't tell you you gaining weight, then I can't be in a relationship with you. If I can't tell you that you don't look good today, then I feel like that you should, like, you shouldn't appreciate my compliments if I ain't insulted you at least one time.
Right.
Well, I know for me, I don't do
some dumb fucked up shit. That was some dumb fucked up shit.
I feel like, yeah, the other day I had on some wool polo socks and then I took my shoes off and my feet stink. And my wife was like, your feet stink. I was like, damn, my feet ain't never stink. Because I got, you know what I'm saying, a lot of shit. I was surprised and shocked. Mm-hmm. And I kind of took it to heart, but then I washed my feet and then we was back in love again.
Exactly. So if you washed your feet and you were no longer a plague to the rest of humanity.
And the crazy thing about it is my shoes didn't stink, just my feet. It's so weird.
Look, I'm gonna break that down in a scenario, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. She told you your feet stink upon smelling your feet immediately. Because of that, you were able to savor the rest of your shoe collection from having to endure stank feet syndrome because you fixed the problem immediately. Now, had she not said shit, you'd have kept going around with stank feet, sliding them in all your pairs of shoes into all your
I don't like getting in bed without washing or getting out in the world without washing. But Maria says, this dude gonna ride even if I shave both my eyebrows. That's a real nigga. Because if my wife shaved both my eyebrows, she is going on LOA. Can't leave out the house. I'm a lover. I'm probably gonna lick her forehead too. But the rest of y'all is not gonna see her eyebrowless.
Eyebrowless is a word.
That is. Eyebrowless.
Nigga, the dictionary ain't real.
The dictionary is a myth.
Yeah, all of that shit. Just like time is a myth.
So for me, you know what I'm saying?
Who the fuck is Jay-Z?
I feel like in a relationship, we done been through it all. So, I mean, we went from about she was weighing about 160 to weighing 110 pounds, bald head, almost dead, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't never lost attraction. So I don't know nothing.
I don't feel like you deserve your wife. She's a beautiful person.
I know, spirit, man.
You ain't shit.
I'm lucky as fuck.
I mean, I know I don't deserve my wife, but that's you know, the bad guy always wins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nice guys finish last, I guess. Right,
but you finished first, and so you are a nice nigga.
Who said I was first?
Your wife, motherfucker.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Like, she just rolled the shit out of her eyes, dog. Sometimes she can't believe. I don't think both of them would be like, fuck.
But I thought the nice guys finished last, though.
Sometimes they look at each other like, this is what we decided to do with our life.
That's exactly what we decided to do. Wouldn't change for the world, Craig.
Nope, I'm right here.
Right up in this parking lot.
Wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, cash report. Go.
With the windows tinted, you can see a nigga in.
Shaking my head. Oh, Tiger says, Fridge, you're the best, fam. No homo. Why you always got to say no homo, Tiger?
Man, Tiger.
Why you always got to say no homo?
That nigga know I love him, man. What's good, man?
Tiger, I don't love no nigga, but, you know, he's going to name
his son. He said he don't love no nigga, right? Tiger, man, I love you, man.
Tiger, we love you, man. For real. I always tell that nigga I love him and he get all offended about that shit. Nigga, if you needed $10 right now and I had 20, I would give you 10. That's how much I love you. If you needed a ride to work, I would give you a ride to work. That's how much I love you. Nigga, if you wanted to go jump a nigga, we can go jump a nigga. That's how much I love you. If you wanted to get high and didn't have no money and I had reefer, come on over and smoke, nigga. That's what love is. Y'all niggas got to stop acting like that.
I don't got a speech like that, but Tiger, if you needed $10, I probably don't got it either, so I probably would help you get
it. He would ask me to borrow it, then I would give it to him, cash or some shit. You would get your $10.
We be broke around the same time.
y'all can sit there and fucking make Kool-Aid together.
Look, shut the fuck up. I got to do my cash report.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, damn.
I like this cash.
Look at that. Hey, Maul said, he got the $10 right here, though.
There you go. Ooh, he put it in the camera.
Hey, that's love right there, Ty. He got the $10 right there.
Hey, Will, cash app that shit. Nigga, put your cash app in the chat.
Put it in the chat. I got you in the chat right now. I'm gonna
say, damn, man, let me get my motherfucking my shit at.
Whose man's is this?
Whose man's is this cash app?
he about to cash app himself some money. Watch it. Put that shit in there, nigga.
Put it in there. I got you. Whoever put their cash app tag in the chat, I got him.
Oh, what's my cash app, man? I forget. Nigga, you got mine saved. We be cash apping back and forth. Nigga, go ahead and send
that. Y'all don't put y'all cash up in there, y'all don't love us.
Yeah.
All right, look, check this out.
Tiger said you don't got cash app.
This cash report.
So how you gonna ask the cash app it then?
Cash report. Remember, we promised to behave during it.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna behave. Come on. Let's do it.
Don't you do it today.
Do it today.
Are y'all finished or y'all done?
We done, dog. Go ahead.
You said do what?
I'm sitting like Burger Man too, and I ain't gonna say it no more.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna say it no more.
Fridge got one chest here. Go.
So the cash report this week is less about money and more about your mentality, because what I've realized in my quest to success and happiness is that you gotta end up going through some shit to get to some shit.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, let's say you live in California and you want to move to New York. You got to drive through a whole lot of states of bullshit that ain't got nothing to do with what you're trying to do in order to get to where you're trying to go. And much like in real life, it's like that when it comes to success, that you got to be able to continue and have the willpower to continue to pursue your success and your goal through inconveniences, because there will be a lot of times in your path to success or on the road to success that you encounter inconveniences. And what you got to do is have the mindset and the willpower to continue to pursue down the path, no matter how inconvenient the process becomes. You still got to keep moving forward, because if you don't, then you will never get to your goal. So whether you got to dig through some bullshit, go through some bullshit, or whether it's a messed up job, you got to still have the wherewithal and the mindset to pursue down the path to success through every inconvenience and every obstacle in order to get there. Because if you just stop as soon as shit get inconvenient, then you'll end up in the same position as everyone else. Because that's the difference between me and you. That's the difference between my house and your house. It's not that, I was lucky or I was given, a leg up or a platform to do shit through. It's just when shit got inconvenient, I kept going. And when shit got inconvenient for other people, they stopped. That's why a lot of people have apartments instead of houses, because if you go through the process of buying a house, it's a lot of inconvenient shit you got to go through to get a house. When you go through the process of owning a business, it's a lot of inconvenient shit you got to go through to own your own business and be successful. So it's easier and more convenient for you to just work for somebody else. It's easier and more convenient for you to just live in an apartment. And when you get trapped in that comfort zone of conveniences, that's when you lose sight of success. And the further that you get in your comfort zone, the further that you are from your success. You will never accomplish anything of any significance inside of your comfort zone. So I know I talked about comfort zone again, but you still got to continue to pursue outside of those inconveniences, because if you don't, then you won't accomplish shit. Like, it's just like if I'm running a race, Like, if I stop when I get tired, I'm probably not going to finish the race because I ran track before, and I get tired well before I hit the finish line. Like, unless it's like a 100-meter dash, I'm just killing that shit. Like, could nobody touch me. But if it's like a 400-yard or a 4x1 or the half mile, like, I would definitely get tired, but I continue to pursue past the inconvenience of fatigue in order to achieve the goal, which was to win the race. And I'm undefeated on the track. Like, I always won. I stopped because the shit got boring. But at the end of the day, like, that's what you got to do. You got to be able to continue to pursue past the inconvenience and also get used to that, because anything that's going to be awesome and dope, it's going to be some inconvenient shit with it. Like, no matter what it is, whether it's your love life, your sex life, like, the freakiest person you probably ever met is probably going to ask you to do some inconvenient shit, like eat booty. And you got to continue to push past that. I haven't made it to that point yet sexually, but financially, I got you. I'm going to push past
I'm sorry. Inconvenience, and that's did we just talk about? Did you start talking about eating ass at the end of the cash report?
Yeah, man. There's money in that shit.
There's money in the ass?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we all know you can't run for political office, man, because you had just said every state in between California and New York was trash. So.
No, I did not say this.
Yeah, you did.
Mixing words. Don't miss the words. What I said was, if you're moving,
you drive through all those trash states. That's what you said.
No, I said if you're moving from California to New York, you got to go through a whole bunch of bullshit to get to New York.
Because, you said states.
Because all those other states aren't what you where you want to be. So what is
Colorado, he's going to take the Trump route? Houston,
it could be great cities, but if that's not where you want to be and that's not your goal, then that's bullshit. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
100.
So you're still running for political office is what you're telling me.
I'm not absolutely, a U.S. citizen.
And I will announce my run for candidacy on the show.
Can I be your running mate?
No, not at all. I do not want to go to jail in real life.
Nigga, jail would be fun. It'd be like, Cam. What? How much jail time do you
think? Like, if it was like in the overnight holding cell, because like one of us was like drunk, even though neither one of us drink, like that would be fun. Because we would be in there like fucking people heads up and saying like weird shit.
Whoa. Yeah. Fucking up whose heads?
Huh?
People. Yo, so who holding who pocket?
Nigga, we ain't holding no pockets, nigga.
Talking about.
Stop watching jail TV.
Look, man.
Movies and go look, to jail.
Look, man. Somebody told me you go to jail, either you getting your dick sucked or you sucking dick. So I'm trying to figure out.
You should check the nigga that told you. I've been
in jail. We've been allowed to have pockets on our pants.
I didn't see one nigga sucking dick.
A way to conceal
shit. I was
shit.
In there for 123 days.
Look, man. That's what the nigga said.
Like, I didn't even have pockets, and I was mad as shit because I love
pockets. At that nigga, dog. Some guys, this shit got to stop. That nigga's.
Just saying, man, you got to be careful.
Yo, but just to piggyback off what you said, it is the power through is real. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when I be talking about building brands and everybody thinking I be going at niggas and shit like that, because people assume that we could just get up here and do this shit like it's easy. Y'all remember we had the damn blanket over the mirror because we didn't want to see the mirror. We was on the couch. That shit ain't easy, dog.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It costs money. We got kids. We got family. Nobody want to go and spend that money. Nobody want to do that extra work to get where we at. And now as soon as we get to one plateau, I go and fuck it up. We got to start all over. And the mountain is even bigger than we once say, oh, how the hell are we going to get the 10K?
Yeah.
No, we said, let's go get this shit.
Let's go get this 10K.
Yeah.
It's easy peasy. And
which once, but once again, go like the business page, please. Just go like the business page. You see this
video. Takes us away from our family. This shit takes us away from our kids. This shit takes us away from, like, we could be fucking right now. We 100% could be fucking our wives right now. I'm not married, but I'm just saying we could be fucking.
You still 30% single?
I'm still 30% single. Actually, I'm more like 29% single because. Y'all seen earlier when I had somebody? Mm-hmm. So today I'm 29% single, but tomorrow she'll be gone. So I'll be back to 30.
Damn.
Oh yeah. That's my kind of nigga.
Don't say shit like that. That's why I'm not invited to your house more than once a year.
What are y'all doing when you're at her house in that one time a year? Do you come like Christmas?
I'm talking about your house, bro.
I'm invited. Oh, I thought you were talking to him.
Hey, I ain't know who in, house he was talking about.
Hey, you can come to my house anytime. It's just that, you know, if you want to look at my wife look angry, then I got to tell you, you got to leave. Then, you know, I mean, it's all good. We had fun. And Fritz wasn't invited over because it was awesome. We had fun. We ate donuts and tacos, and then we watched movies. Yeah, Venom.
That's cool. I'll catch the next powwow.
You won't. It was fun without you.
Well, next time, then don't invite me again. I don't want to be there.
Oh, you mad, man.
He invited you. You just didn't respond.
Yeah, that nigga was sick as hell. We didn't want that nigga over there.
I was sick as shit, though. Over there.
Yo,
you over there coughing on your children, man.
The nigga said, yeah. And cut. That nigga was like, I was like, ew, nigga, why don't you give us a warning?
Don't bring that nigga around no donuts. Let his ass go.
Y'all know what time it is, guys. It's getting close to the end, and I think y'all going to like this week's Whose Man's Is This?
Whose Man's Is This?
All right.
Whose Man's Is This?
Desi, go.
I'm not saying it because y'all late laughing.
My. Eugene, you ain't late, man. You right on time.
You late just like your girl, period, dog. You know you don't pull out. Just out to all my niggas that don't pull out. Whose man's is this? I don't even have a picture of this nigga. He's so elusive. I do have a picture, but Facebook wouldn't even let me upload a picture of the notorious White Mike. And that is spelled W-H-Y-T-E.
If you're going to say White Mike's name, you have to say the OG at the end. He's the OG.
White Mike, the OG.
I don't know how old this little dude is. Back. The OG.
This nigga's 12. He looks like Macaulay Culkin. He is white, and he is the most notorious gangster in East Missouri.
East Missouri,
not West Missouri, huh? I say East, East Missouri.
Bitch on the east side, fucking click clacking it up.
White Mike is like 16. And as we listen to the video, I'm going to describe exactly what's going on. But the reason why he is Whose Man's This Is, simply because the culture vultures always want to be black, but never want to be black. I hope my son is watching, because he hang around a whole bunch of goddamn White Mikes, the OG. He be the only nigga getting locked up.
Damn, him. Boy. Hey, boy, White Mike is so fucking gangster. Every time I find a video, the shit get taken down. White Mike is out here.
White Mike is out of control.
Kiss his foot.
So right now, White Mike has no shirt on.
White Mike, he got another dude on his knees.
He got another another Caucasian on his knees with a 9mm, looks like a High Point pistol. You know those things, Jim. To his head, making said victim kiss somebody else's feet. He did not kiss the feet, so the guy then hit him.
He tried to beat the brakes off him.
Yeah, he hit him a couple times. This is happening in probably the most pleasant looking neighborhood I've ever seen. It's like willow trees, very manicured lawns, clean asphalt, everything.
Oh shit, White Mike got a man bun.
White Mike does have a man bun.
And then, as the dude is backing up, he told him stop running so that way he can whoop his ass. White Mike is a gangster.
White Mike!
White Mike.
Call in, White Mike.
That sounds like Mike Tyson. Stop running so I can whoop your ass.
Yeah, hey. Why, he was pissed off that said dude was running. Everybody's nervous in here.
Please.
There's a question.
Somebody find White Mike. He put the video up under Matthew's hashtag.
With a gun to your head, Cash.
His name, I think his
how
name
gay
Matthew.
Are you willing to get, Cash?
Whoa, hold up. Wait. Before we go there, where's the fucking disclaimer? Where's it? Look, we in any of Whose Man Is This, the podcast, hold zero responsibility for the outcome and result of ourselves on the show. Listen, you got to understand something real quick. Before the show even started, we was talking about this damn topic. And the question arise, if White Mike had the gun to your head, and he asked you to do some things, would you do it to live? Because apparently this white boy had the gun to the other boy head. He just wanted to kiss the Converse like they was in The Last Dragon. But
What was the question you said to Cash?
If you, there's a gun in your head, what you trying to do?
How gay are you willing to go with a gun in your head? Cash.
Y'all want me to go? Go.
Cash.
All right, look, I got you. But before I answer the question.
No disclaimer.
I'm not going to give a disclaimer. I just got to explain something to you.
Niggas can't even go this route. Motherfuckers play, but this is a real scenario right now. There's a gun in your head, Cash. Go.
There's a gun in your head, Cash. And the pants is dropping. What you finna do?
With a gun to my head, I'm going to make sure I come out alive regardless.
There is a but. He gay as
fuck. I do want to clear some shit up, though, because don't want to disrespect the community. I know that they support us and we support them. So in saying that, being gay is a sexual orientation.
Absolutely.
Sucking dick because it's a gun in my head don't make me gay.
Correct. It makes you a survivalist. And number one, there's nothing wrong with being gay. But there is wrong with getting said at force to punish.
After that, I had like a taste for it, and I went out like sucking niggas' dicks and shit.
But see, here's the problem. I never sucked a dick, right? So if you started, you might not never want to stop it. So I wouldn't start it if I was you. My thing is
because you might really be good at it, and you might get a dick.
The most same sex thing I think I'm willing to do with a gun to my head is probably hand job.
Hand job.
That's it.
That's not gonna save your life, brother.
Then fuck them kids.
That's not gonna save your life, man. You got to be willing to make it home. That's all I got to say. Dad, what you finna do?
Chris,
what's up?
Chris, you sucking dick?
Nigga, I'm trying to make it home, man. Fuck all the dumb shit. Nigga, you want me to spit on it? What you want me to do?
I want you to put that fat ass tongue.
No. Stop it.
Hey man, look.
Why you holding that like you got balls?
Nigga, you better fuck. Hold on, man. Who the damn gun? You better fucking tell me you about to come, dog. I ain't playing with your ass. Man. Come on.
Hey, plot twist. After you're done, he hops in the car and he rolls down the window and he squirts you with a water gun and pulls off like 50 Cent. Welcome to the community, dog.
We were just trying to test your gangster.
You sucking this nigga dick. He got a gun in your head. He come. What's your next move?
This shit got too deep.
Man, he still got the gun in my head, man. What you think I'm about to do? Man, look, man.
Yo, man, cut this shit off, look, man. I'm over it. I knew it was going to go this far. I don't know why I did it.
They got Listerine. They got Crest mouthwash. Don't forget to donate to the Who's Man's This Podcast. I'm just saying. Hold on.
Yo, girls doing that is just, that's Showtime. That's soft porn, son. That shit is different.
Now if she don't want to do it,
go,
Dizzy. No, Dizzy, what's up? Ask Dizzy.
What?
I just said,
you muff diving or not?
I'm trying to jump to my daughter.
There you go. Fuck them kids, dog.
I guess for a woman, no.
No, I gotta make it home to my child, so gotta do what I gotta do to survive.
See, the bad
video or it didn't happen.
See, the bad thing about it is, if the nigga would have said, eat my ass, oh, you gonna get shot. I would just get shot at that point. Like, I'm not eating that nigga ass, man.
You know what? I'm right there with you.
I might just have to die. That's how against eating ass I am, bro. Bro.
Yo, that nigga G said this shit went gay.
Bro, I'm not eating your ass, man.
Yo, man, come on, man. We got to be 1 week that you cannot talk. You can't. You got to go 1 week without talking about eating ass.
One word, man. I ain't eat no ass, man. That's one word. I ain't eat no ass, man. You can hashtag.
Nah, man. Number one, he cannot. It's not physically possible for him to get his ass eaten and still be a threat to him. So you're just doing that shit for the fun. son, man. Get the fuck out of here.
He can bend over and point it back like this.
Nah, man, that's dangerous. He might shoot me by accident. Because I'm good.
No, no, no. Life, another question. Life, another question.
Yo, Jamal just had a heart attack in the building. Production is looking at the floor. Desi, last words, man. No more of this topic. Desi,
last words. Life. Life.
Go ahead.
You giving him a hand job. That's to it. Save your life.
That's all. Right. Your finish him.
He butts in your face. What you do?
What? I'm just going to... Number one, once his dick is in my hand, I'm bending that shit into a fucking goddamn sausage triangle, nigga.
You going to get shot.
Nah, nigga. You ain't shooting nobody with a nigga. Bend your dick.
His hand is on the trigger already. Yeah, he going
to...
Fuck it.
We fit to die, and his dick going to be fucked up.
Think you
over
lying.
Nah, I'm not lying.
No, you sucking that dick.
No, I ain't sucking. I done had guns in my head a couple times, but none that near one did the nigga say suck his dick.
Nigga, you know you suck. Don't unplug nothing, man. He know you about to do that.
I'm not. I have nothing against.
Nigga, you love your life
or anything. I am God. I will just ascend.
You love your life.
Just find me a new body, because that one obviously didn't work out for me.
You will be like, well, nobody's around. Nobody's looking.
Nah, everybody's going to know.
Nobody's got to know.
Everybody's going to know.
Everybody's going to know that you saved your family from harm.
I'm worth more dead than alive anyway. Financially.
That's the case. Go ahead. Kill that nigga.
Yeah, fuck it. My kid's good.
Yeah, we talk about financial standpoint, then yeah, I'm going to take that bullet.
Go ahead and pay shit off, babe. I'm good. My sons know I did not suck a dick that day.
That day?
Desi, last words. Go.
I don't even know how to follow up with that. Like, you... Damn. I'm going to save my family. Have a good week.
Oh my God! Why did it happen again? Oh my God!
Well, we all repeat.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy that the world wanted to hear you say that again. Cash, last words, go. You already know what you about to say. Go like the
push past inconveniences down your path to success.
Push past inconveniences down your path to success. Fridge, go.
Yo.
I ain't no ass, man. All right, good. just kidding. Go ahead.
I saw some disturbing stuff on Facebook before we started the show. It was like a
was it 12 about Elvis
year old,
Presley?
No, it was like a 12-year-old little girl, and like this 25-year-old dude was in the inbox trying to smash and stuff like that.
What?
He was 28. You saw it too?
Yeah. So, they put his phone number on there so you can like spam him with some front hole pics.
Yeah, man. So, you know,
I got my team waiting. Don't worry.
If you got a kid out there with a cell phone, man, you know, just you know, monitor that shit, man.
Monitor the cell phone.
These predators are out here. They are not playing, man. They are not playing.
And they nastier than ever.
They real life predators out here, man. For real, though.
Okay.
That's it. That's my last word.
All right. Number one, go like the business page, Whose Man's Is This Podcast? YouTube, Whose Man's Is This Podcast? The wristband, you donate to Whose Man's Is This Cast, $5 or more, you get a wristband. Keep it living. Go like the business page. Let it keep it living. Last but not... Hold up. She got a wristband, Liddy. Last but not least, go like the business page. But I did have something suspenseful and dope to say, right? So I'm the man's man's, but I can admit, be the first person to admit to say that I suffer from anxiety and depression, guys. If you know people who suffer from anxiety and depression, make sure that you're looking out for them and checking them. I know we always say we ain't been on a mental health kick in a while, but
Right. Sometimes
I go, I'm up and I'll be up for years and then I'll be down and it's real down. So I just like to say, shots out to Bam. Shots out to my wife. Shots out to Desiree. Shots out to even one of my reps, Ashley. Everybody that looked out and checked on your dog while I pulled myself back up, that's lit. And it could be like you be like everything's going good, like, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden you just wake up and everything's fucking dark. So look out for your peoples, man. Don't just wait till you your Facebook status or just say, I couldn't believe my dog went out like that. Because you never know how sick shit is until shit gets sick. And fuck winter is coming. Clout God is coming. The end.
You going to show like that?
Clout God is coming. I'm warning you.
All right. And ain't no easy way to get to that money. You got to work for it.
Clout God is coming.
So when you see people flashing money online,
hey,
saying,
next week, we got the struggle is real. Replacing
the cash report. We doing the struggle is
real? Clout God. We doing the struggle is real. We're going to teach y'all how to survive off of $200 a month. $200.
I bet that.
And we out.
And we out.